Welcome to the Cashflow and Manifestation Project podcast. My name is Katie Smith, and I am a manifestation and mindset coach. I'm a mom who successfully took one of those little side hustles and built it into a six-figure business with the tools of manifestation and some spiritual woo. Every week, I'll share uplifting conversations, interviews, and talks centered on unlocking your inner magic, pushing past limits, and creating a reality even wilder than your dreams. If you enjoy listening to topics on money, mindset, and manifesting, then you've come to the right place. I'm obsessed with helping women transform to their next level of freedom and wealth. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Now let's begin. Hey friend, if you're anything like me, you might have hit the point where you feel tired of your money situation. It feels like your money is stuck in a rut, but you're ready to attract more cash flow effortlessly without requiring any more work, your time, or having to post three times a day. I get it because I've been there, and that is why I have created my Manifest Money Everyday Guide. I used to have all sorts of doubts and limiting beliefs around money. You know those sneaky little money blocks that hold us back from living our best lives financially? Yes, those. But with my money guide in your hands, it's like having a personal money coach right at your fingertips. Now, let me set this straight. This is not your typical stuffy financial advice within this money guide, because all of that stuff is kind of a waste of time. It's more like chatting with a friend who totally gets where you're coming from. And let me tell you, it's jam-packed with practical tips and exercises that help you identify those sneaky money blocks and get rid of them for good. But here's the best part. This is all around rewiring your brain to attract money with ease. It's like flipping a switch in your brain and suddenly you start seeing opportunities everywhere. It's like the universe starts sending you cash flow your way without you doing anything more than releasing your own personal money blocks. Yes, it's that simple. Imagine waking up every morning with a sense of excitement, confidence, assurance, knowing that money is flowing into your life effortlessly because you said so. That's the kind of vibe my money guide brings, a feeling of abundance and possibility. So if you're ready to say goodbye to those annoying money blocks and hello to a life of financial abundance, do yourself a favor and grab a copy of my Manifest Money Everyday Guide today. Trust me, your bank account will thank you later. You can find the link in the show notes. Now let's head into the episode. So this episode, you're going to hear a little bit of a different vibe from me. I basically hit the record button and I was like, I want to talk about this one topic, which I really cover. And I kind of go off in a couple of different tangents. And I feel that I was more raw and vulnerable than I've ever been on this podcast, which is saying a lot because I feel like I really show up here transparently and raw. And so I like to give this as a little warning before we head into the episode so that you can prepare yourself, I guess. It's nothing scary, but I really get preachy and I'm excited and a lot of passion and I brought it. So without further ado, let's roll it. Welcome back, my friend. I am so honored that you are here. Get cozy because I want to help you manifest things faster. I want you to reach your goals faster, get that dream life into reality on the fast track. Let's freaking go. So I'm really excited to talk to you today. One of the things that I'm hearing a lot from people that I'm talking to in the DMs, students of mine, clients of mine, is they're wanting to manifest their desires faster. I mean, don't we all? Like, we want them immediately. But before I give you this hack on, or not even a hack, it's more like a riff on what to do, how to change your mindset to be able to magnetize your desires to you, I want to talk about the law of attraction and the law of assumption of how, thank God, we don't have totally instant gratification with every single thought that we have. Because if you think about it, the law of attraction, it won't know what's a mistaken thought versus what's an intentional thought. Do you know what I mean? So like, thank goodness there is a delayed, and sometimes it doesn't even happen because you can nearly kill yourself if you think about it. If you ever had a negative thought and it caught some speed, like, thank goodness law of attraction is not like totally immediate, because just think about the negative thoughts that we all have occasionally. And so
you got to give yourself some self-compassion when it comes to manifesting. That is so crucial and key. You know, we are used to instant gratification because of Amazon, social media. That is literally the world that we live in. But manifestation doesn't really work like that. You can't really direct the universe to make things happen on your timeline. If so, we'd all be able to be doing that on our own time. But that's not the reality. We've got to co-create with the universe. We've got to really believe and trust. And trust is actually what I want to talk to you about today. What is your level of trust? And I'm going to talk about God. You can interchange that word from divine to source. I'm going to refer to him as God, it as God, because you might not have a relationship with God, divine source. Maybe you might be like me, where you were raised that way. And I literally repelled God because of my upbringing, not from my parents, mainly from school, of just shoving like the guilt down your throat. If you're not good, you're going to hell, where I was literally terrified to do anything because of Catholicism and the church and the upbringing that I had. And like, I'm not throwing shade at Catholicism whatsoever. This is my own experience. This is my truth. Okay. Am I a religious person to this day? Yes, I am. I'm also very spiritual, and I can touch on the two and how they are different in another episode. But when my husband and I first started dating, he comes from a very religious family. It's a beautiful thing that his family has and how he was raised, and he would want to go to church together and obviously connect on a religious, spiritual level. And I like was crippled with anxiety over it. Like, I'm like, oh my gosh, I really like this guy and he wants to go to church and I want nothing to do with church. I want nothing to do with God. I want none of that stuff because I had such an icky experience with it. And honestly, I didn't even know I was going to go here in this episode. So like, here we are rolling with the punches, taking it in stride. But this, I feel like you need to know this and maybe you might identify with it. And so that was hard on our relationship because he's like, this is really important to me. And he's like, do you believe in God? And I have always believed in God. And oh my gosh, if you could go back to when I was a kid, there are journals of me writing to God because I actually longed for a relationship with God. But the church and the way that is, and it's like, oh, you're a good person if you go to church, but outside of church, you're an asshole. Like, it just never computed to me. It never made sense. And that's why I started resisting church. So, where am I going with this? In my own adult journey, I then experimented with going to different kinds of churches, and I found that I really love more of the Christian church, non-denominational, and I love spirituality. Like, I love that stuff, and I love when you can relate the Bible into everyday life because that's how my brain works. And so this entire time, I still have not fully been believing in God. I've still not fully been trusting in God. Do I believe in God? Yes. But was I believing in the fact that he has my back? He, they, she, whatever you want to call it, has my back. And that dawned on me recently where I was like, oh my gosh, that's it. Like, for me. Now, everyone's different. You might have a very tight relationship with God and you've always felt that the he, they, she has your back or divine. And like, you're like, I'm good. That's no problem. For me, the biggest revelation that I had was realizing that like, I'm not alone. I don't have to control every freaking angle of everything. When it came to hitting six figures, I didn't have to shove and force and hustle and like grind it out. I just had to finally surrender to the fact that he knows what I want. The universe knows what I want. I have just now have got to open my palms up and receive it. I don't need to go around hustling my little booty off to try to make it work because, first of all, I'm already tired. Like, I don't want to have to work anymore. And I'm also not going to just call it quits. And so, what is your relationship with the universe, divine, God, whatever you call it? Do you have ultimate trust? And the way I want you to really think about trust is, you know how the sun sets every day? We go into night, we all fall asleep, and the sun rises, and you probably never even think about the sun rising, if it's going to rise or not. You just trust and know it's going to happen. It's a knowing, like every fiber in your being knows the sun's going to come up in the morning. I know I do. Can you have that kind of trust and knowing with your manifestations, with divine, that they've got you? Like, no one is trying to teach you some lesson, trying to put you in your place. No one, no thing, no how is telling you you're not good enough. You're never going to get there. It's not going to work out for you. That is not a thing. That's not a thing. So if this is resonating with you, you got to tap into your trust. You got to tap into your knowing. Build that relationship with your angels, with God, that they have got your back. Because they do. That is how it all works. And we live in a very kind world. I know that sounds crazy. You're probably like, I might have lost some of you already by now who are like, yep, boom, boom, done. But really, this world was built, if you know anything about the universal laws, God divine is nothing but love. And if you know the frequency chart that shows you the higher frequency is love, peace, joy, gratitude, that shows you that we actually live in a good world. It was built on love. It's good. And then humans came in and fucked it all up. Fear, lack, scarce, shortage of everything. We're going to run out. Oh my gosh. Like, this is wrong. This is wrong. God forbid you Google something. It's like fear, right? That was not how the world was built. The world was built by divine source, and it was built with love. And we're all trying to come back to that. So, gosh, I feel like I'm taking y'all to church. Look at that. It's so funny. I didn't even know I was going to go here. Sometimes I hop on. I'm like, I'm feeling something and I need to let it out. And this was it. This was it. How do we get back to the love, the happiness, the seeing that this world? First of all, let me back up. Your perception is your reality. So if you see things as the glass is half full or the glass is half empty, you're going to see all of that reflected back to you. So that means you're going to see positive things or you're going to see negative things. And if you're a student of mine or a client of mine, you know I teach you how to start your day very specifically to use your brain to your advantage with your reticular activating system so that you only see the positive. This is what I train people on. But if you're not doing that and you're rolling out of bed and you're hopping on your phone and you're just chugging your coffee before you even have a sip of water, you are not setting yourself up for much success. You're not. Mel Robbins talks about this. Tony Robbins talks about this. So many people talk about this. You've got to protect your mind. You cannot let people in. And you've got to start seeing the good that's in your life to multiply it and attract more to you, because that's literally how the world works. That's how the universe works. That's what the laws of the universe state. So use them to your advantage. So if I could bring this back, bring it all back now, because I took you to church a little bit, okay? Is what is your knowing with your manifestations? Do you really believe they will happen? Like in your lifetime, do you really believe and trust in a higher being, divine God source, that they have your back and they want this for you? Or are you on the other end and are like, yeah, like, I mean, I hope it happens. Like, I hope I hit 10K months, 50K months, 100K months. I mean, like, yeah, that's not knowing. That's not even expecting. And you can even play around with the vibration of expecting where you expect something. But like, if you can't say with 100% honesty without any kind of like glitch in your system, in your body, like a little bit of like stuckness, if it's like, hey, are you going to hit this goal in April? If you're like, somewhere, somehow in your body, you do not believe you will. You're holding on to an old pattern. And that just shows you the work that you have to do. This is the work that all of us have to do. And that's okay. But work on the trusting muscle. Work on the knowing muscle. Work on you expect it to happen with 100% confidence, certainty, like you expect the sun to rise in the morning. Very different energies. I've talked about this on social media lately. Follow me if you're not already. Grab my Instagram handle in the show notes. It's at your cashflow BFF. And I was just talking about this, how like trying energy is not succeeding energy. When you're like, yeah, I tried that and it worked. Like it didn't work. It didn't work. I could have told you that the second you told me you tried. It's you either decide and do it or you don't. Deciding is there is no other option. Trying is, I don't really know how this is going to turn out. So which is it? What are you going to do? Are you going to decide and step out of your comfort zone and make it happen? Or are you just going to continue to try and watch? And I tried that thing for 30 days. Or I tried that thing for 2 weeks. I tried that thing for 3 months and nothing happened. So why'd you stop? Keep going. Joe Dispenza talks about this all the time. There was a woman who went to one of his conferences or convention things. She was disciplined, very disciplined, and was like, I am committed to changing my life. And it took her 22 weeks, 22 out of a 52-week year, practically 6 months. Like, she was committed, and then her life drastically changed. So how much staying power do you got, babe? How committed are you? Are you deciding? What are we doing here? Decide and move and just trust and know it's going to happen. Okay? Woof. This was fun. I feel like I haven't shown up like this in quite some time. So would love to hear your feedback on this. I don't even know what I'm going to title this episode. You'll see it obviously if you're listening to this now. I figured it out, but so fun. Love that you're here. Thank you. I'm so honored. If you got anything out of this, please let me know. And we'll catch you here next week. Bye. If you loved what you heard today, please share with me by dropping me a review below. It lets me know to keep the good stuff flowing your way and more abundance all around. And if you're not following me on socials yet, head over to Facebook and join my exclusive free community of epic souls who are trying to manifest their dream life in 2024. I love and adore you and can't wait to catch up with you in the next episode. In the meantime, go out there and make some magic happen.